This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm really forthcoming about my shortcomings. Grammar is one of them, obviously, in my use of vocabulary. And I'm obviously not a rocket scientist. I did really well in school, got really good grades, 1450 on my SAT, and I was on my period. So that you add 500 extra points just on that score alone. I know it's max of 1600, but still. So I'm really good at books. I'm really good at studying for a test. Just good at that. I'm not really good at understanding a lot of things. You know, I mean, I get humans. And I get psyche, and I get relationships, and, you know, I can figure out guys, and I can figure out what coworkers are doing, and it's pretty cool. I might have a sixth sense in that, but I don't know how a TV works. I don't know how a computer works. I don't know how my voice is coming through to your car, or your internet, or your iPad. I just don't get that. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, and here you guys are in New York City, or in Maine, or in the Virgin Islands, or in Hutchinson, and you're getting my voice. Maybe it's a curse. Yeah, maybe that's why. You did somebody wrong. So I just don't get it. So I guess one thing that's been going on in the news is Donald Trump is accusing Google of rigging the search results. Now, this isn't the first time I heard this. I know a lot of conservatives who will not use Google. They'll use Bing or AVG or some of the other ones. And they say because when they pull up an article, it's all, Trump bashing. So for me, I do use Google. I find the Google search one of the easiest. I'm a big fan of the Google search. I just think that it's not so much the Google search, it's there's more media outlets bashing Trump, and so that's when the news comes on. I mean, I wrote an article on the wrinkles, how deep wrinkles in your forehead could be related to heart disease. And KGWN, my affiliate in Las Vegas, posted the article. When they posted the article, it was front page Google Health. So when you did Google Health wrinkles the other day, that would come up. And KDWN is a station. It, you know, plays Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, you know, conservative talk show hosts. And that came up on Google's front page. So I don't like to disagree with the president, but, with this, yes, I have heard of rigging, and I have heard of these sites, Twitter and social media, allowing bias to happen. But the problem is when the majority of the media is anti, the incumbent president, that's going to be a problem. It's just going to come up. So I guess CNBC walks us through how this whole thing works. There's apparently a search algorithm. And this is how they explain it. And I thought this was interesting because I don't really get how computers and internet work. I mean, I could ask Alexa or Google Home, what is something, and it answers me. I think that's magic. I just don't get how science does that. But they say Google will index the entire web, which is hundreds of billions of pages. And they use these programs that I guess are coined web crawlers. And they're little bots. And these bots collect descriptions of pages and their incoming links and save this information in Google's data centers. So when you search it on Google, it'll scan this whole index. It's about, I guess, 100 million gigabytes or whatever. And it quickly provides what it thinks are the most relevant results. So, like, if something keeps getting hit, so let's say Fox News or CNN or BBC, that may rank higher, that and the bot will pick it up. Google also knows the most popular search terms. If you're typing, it may even offer to complete the words as you go. So when I was talking about, I start typing in my butt, and I wanted to finish my Google search, needs liposuction, but instead, Google finished my sentence saying, is too big. I go, how did you know my butt is too big? Google will do that. Well, if you're skinny, it won't happen. But for me, I go, my butt, and Google writes, is too big. I'm like, excuse me? No, you didn't. Anyway, so they say search results are created by an algorithm that has been fine-tuned to incorporate the reviews of some 10,000-plus employees known as search quality raters. So they follow a set of guidelines to judge the quality of the search results, particularly when Google engineers are considering changes to the algorithm. And I guess Google engineers tweaked the search algorithm 2,400 times last year based on the results of more than 270,000 experiments. See, who knew that that much labor and manpower needed to, and woman power needed to go in to the internet and the Google searches? So, when it comes to judging the quality of the top news stories that Google displays, three major issues come into play. One, the freshness, so the newer the article. Two, the relevancy, and then the authoritativeness. I write articles all the time. Sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't. If it's not relevant, it won't hit. If it's relevant, but they're like, well, Fox News is more of an authority than Dr. Dahlia, Fox News will get the hit higher than me. That's just how it works, which is fine. Google's crawlers then scan pages more frequently if they change regularly. Then, in the cases of news sites, news stories could be added to the index within seconds of the publication. Fresher stories get bumped up in the search results. So what is authority? Well, it's your expertise, the trustworthiness of sources. They don't want blogs to be clogging up their Google page. And so they will use, and this is where Trump has a point in a way, they will use who they think are authorities. News sources that have won Pulitzer Prizes. Well, if some of these news sources end up being liberal media, then that's how they get to be, that's how you start seeing that front page. All right, make sense? 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So Lisa, one of our listeners and Facebook followers, sent me an article asking how private is our health information, and she was kind of referring to, it's a long post that I don't want to go into, where there was a nurse who posted a picture of a patient, and we hear this a lot, where pictures of patients get posted online. Many of these healthcare workers that post the picture do not include the face, do not include any identifiable aspects, right, of the human being photographed. But the story actually has a different subject line. The story that has been circulating is there's a nurse who is anti-vaccine. and she put a post up about a baby who she saw. And it was on, this is a really convoluted story. So we have a nurse that's anti-vaccine. She was from Texas Children's Hospital. There was a kid who tested positive for measles. She put on an anti-vaccine Facebook page the, a picture, and explaining, for the first time in my career, I saw measles this week. She said the kid was super sick enough to be admitted to the ICU, and he looked miserable. She writes, by no means have I changed my vax stance, and I never will. So that's kind of, she's anti-vaccine, but she was showing what measles is and how bad it can be. So in a way, she was kind of helping the vaccine movement, but then she was reaffirming that she was anti-vaccine. So that's a whole different subject in and of itself. But then on top of that, she gets fired. So we have so many issues with this story. Okay, one is, you know, how are staff, nurses, doctors, whatever, posting your picture or your video with them dancing around you or some of the other stupid stuff we've heard in the last couple of years, how is that happening? And how do you protect yourself and make sure you, you know, your body doesn't end up, you know, being spewed all over screens? All right, that's one issue. Number two is why the anti-vaccine movement exists and what this nurse was trying to say. Number three is, was it fair that she got fired? I mean, so this is just, so going back to originally what my listener was inquiring about, there no way in God's green earth should any healthcare provider post a picture of you with or without identifying information without your permission. Ever. Just because your hair or your eyes don't show up in the photo doesn't mean it can't identify you. There could be a scar. There could be something else. That is a very big no-no. And so that's why the nurse got fired. It wasn't the anti-vaccine rhetoric. It was, she took a picture of a patient who obviously cannot give consent. Even if the mom gave consent, the kid is a toddler, couldn't give consent. If that's the case, that's wrong. Okay? You will be asked to give authorization and permission. One thing that frustrates a lot of people is the plastic surgery office. Plastic surgeons take pictures for below and before and after. And yeah, they'll take pictures below. They'll take pictures of what needs to be done. They won't include your face to help protect your identity, but it's in your chart. Not a lot of privacy there. If you get a boob job, your boobs are going, there's going to be pictures in your chart. That's just what's going to happen. And so it's, it helps them protect them malpractice wise. And if you don't like it, they don't have to take care of you. So, you don't have a lot of choice with some medical providers. Alright? You know, if they want to take a picture and you don't allow them, they can say go somewhere else. But you are allowed to say no. You do not have to have a picture taken of yourself if you don't want to. The problem is it may happen without you knowing. Let's say there's a scope that's done, and it's on camera, and they video record. That's your colon. You know, pictures get taken when they do surgery. Starting to become, the privacy issue is starting to become more moot as it's just assumed that we have no privacy. There's satellites, there's security cameras, there's, what if there's a security camera in the OR and you're getting a catheter put in to your urethra? That's going to get caught. I mean, hopefully there's not a camera in the OR, but some ORs may have cameras. Who knows? So we, our privacy is becoming less and less of an issue. Now, this Children's Texas Hospital nurse had posted the statement on the child going, you know, measles can make somebody really, really sick. And this child had to be admitted to the ICU. So I find that admirable that she was informing other anti-vaxxers that, you know, she wasn't getting her information from books. She actually did see a measles case. And let me just kind of make you guys aware, this kid was sick and had to go to the ICU, almost died. She could still be anti-vaccine, but I thought that I thought that was admirable that she was educating somebody. The problem is that trumped on somebody's privacy. And we still take privacy very, very seriously. Now, of course, the hospital said we were made aware that one of our nurses posted protected health information regarding patients on social media. We take these matters very seriously as the privacy and well-being of our patients is always a top priority. After an internal investigation, this individual is no longer with the organization. And I see why they did that. Now, we have another interesting opinion here. UT McGovern Medical School's Assistant Director of Humanities and Ethics said, although moral objections exist, medical professionals opposed to vaccines probably shouldn't treat children. Professor Rebecca Lundstroth says the beauty of healthcare, there are so many different routes that professionals can take. If you don't believe in vaccines, you probably shouldn't go into pediatrics. And you would be warned of that this is a standard, and if you don't believe the standard, you should probably go into another practice. Now, that's an interesting topic. As we've discussed before, OB-GYNs that don't believe in prescribing birth control. If somebody is against birth control, should they be allowed to be in a profession where contraception is one of the issues that they manage? Personally, what I've told medical students and what I've told other doctors is you don't compromise your beliefs, but do not collect money. Don't collect a copay on somebody that you're not going to provide a service to. If there's a service that you don't provide, like you don't do abortions, which I understand, I don't either, you don't, let's say, provide birth control, or you don't provide vaccines, you have to have that posted. So before somebody wastes an hour in your waiting room, before somebody spends money, or loses an opportunity to see another provider, you make that clear. Just advertise where you stand. Now, there's a lot of doctors. There's a lot of doctors out there that are anti-pills. There are some doctors that say, look, I like to treat your blood pressure naturally. I'm not a big fan of these medications. They're allowed to do that. What they aren't allowed to do is force their beliefs on you. They are not allowed to do harm. So if you end up getting a stroke and this doctor prevented you from getting blood pressure medication, that's bad. They could lose their license. So what protects you is we medical providers, many of us will get board certified. And for me to get board certified and to become a fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians, I have to take continuing medical education and I also have to take exams. I have to pass those exams. So I can't just sit there and make up my own medicine and be your doctor. I can't have that badge saying I'm an FAAFP or an MD and advertise that I'm a fellow if I go and do my own thing. However, the anti-vax movement is growing. A lot of people are concerned about side effects. There were two people who died, I guess, from a vaccine a couple weeks ago. It really didn't get covered in the news. There was a couple articles out, and I guess the country this was in, I forget which country it's in, and they're doing an investigation. But that scares people. You have a lot of people say, look, you know what? I'll take my chances. My baby's healthy. I don't want to inject anything into my healthy baby. I'm pro-vaccine. I wish they didn't think that. So if somebody is anti-vaccine, should they stay away from pediatrics? Can somebody be a good pediatrician or pediatric nurse if they're anti-vaccine? They can. They can still provide a lot of care. So my issue is she got fired because she posted on social media. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
The first of 5 days of memorials honoring the late Senator John McCain started today in Arizona, where he became only the third person to lie in the state capitol in 40 years. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey reflects on Arizona without Senator McCain.
To the rest of the world, John McCain was Arizona. When all of us here traveled and told people we were from Arizona, people knew two big things about it: John McCain and the Grand Canyon. Imagining Arizona without John McCain is like picturing an Arizona without the Grand Canyon. It's just not natural.
Federal immigration agents are still trying to sort things out as they detained over 100 people suspected of using fraudulent identification documents to get jobs at a Texas trailer manufacturer. The raid occurred after ICE received information that the company was hiring people illegally using fraudulent identification. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe. All right, guys. Come back to me. We are back. I'm the Dr. Dahlia Show. I had to think, where are we back to? Sorry, Mars. The Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. Hey, you'll know why. Okay, you'll know why I lost my groove for a second here. All right. Meat and cheese. Meat and cheese are back on the menu. Did you guys hear about this? There's a study that is claiming red meat and cheese are not as bad for your diet as previously thought. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I love steak and I like cheese. So if I could roll a steak, I can't roll a steak and cheese because that's not kosher. In the Bible, it says you can't boil a kid in its mother's milk. It's a respect issue, and I get that. I get that. So I separate my meat and cheese, you know, if it's steak. But I do love a good arroz con pollo. Arroz con pollo where you got your chicken and cheese and rice, that I could eat because a kid is not a chicken. So I kind of interpret the Bible my own way, and I make my mom mad and my rabbis like, what the hell are you doing? But it's all right. It's all right. As long as I, you know, let me be honest with you guys. If I don't end up in heaven, it's not from my having a cheeseburger. I mean, it's because of, you know, what I did in the fourth grade, what I did kissing Billy in kindergarten. I mean, there's enough stuff that probably is enough for me to, you know, not make it to the pearly gates. So I'm going to go to Outback. Anyway, all right, so they say researchers at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, found that people who scarf down higher levels of red meat and cheese are likely to live longer. Longer. We live longer. Us meat-eating, queso-dripping, nacho-cheese-loving people. Oh, my God, that's awesome. So anyway, they said people who had 3 portions of dairy and 120 grams of unprocessed red meat. Okay, that's the key. I just had a salami and corned beef sandwich. That's called processed red meat. But we're talking unprocessed red meat, like a nice rip-roaring medium-rare steak. Mmm, so succulent. I love steak. Anyway, if you had 3 portions of dairy and 120 grams of unprocessed red meat per day, you benefited the most. They say our findings on full-fat dairy and unprocessed red meat do challenge conventional thinking. Oh, yeah, they do. I bet there's a lot of scientists that have their panties all up in a bunch on this one. That's according to the McMaster professor didn't say that. I added that commentary in. He just, end quote was, our findings on full-fat dairy and unprocessed red meat do challenge conventional thinking. Okay, that's the end quote from McMaster Professor of Nutrition and Epidemiology, Andrew Mente. He conceded to fellow researchers at the European Society of Cardiology Conference in Munich, Germany. All right, good. I'll hold off on the commentary until we're done. Said those eating the most dairy and red meat saw their chances of early death fall by 25% and fatal heart attack decrease by 22%, according to the researchers. They already accounted for wealth education. Because some people say, well, wait a second. Wealthy people can afford the meat. So if wealthy people are eating the meat, they also can afford good health insurance. They already ruled that out. No. They already dissected that out. Okay? Filter that out. So they say it's protective up to the serving sizes that we've identified. So that doesn't mean 8 steaks. We are saying 3 dairy and 1 portion of red meat a day or white meat. Okay, I like dark meat. Don't give me white meat chicken. Chicken breast, give me chicken thigh. I love dark meat chicken. When I do my little arroz con pollo, I get Spanish rice, or I do the Spanish rice-a-roni, and then I use seasoned thigh meat, and then I drizzle it with cheddar cheese. Okay, you know what, guys? Guys, I posted my cholesterol levels on Facebook and Twitter yesterday. Look at my levels. I know what I'm doing. I got my cholesterol's like in the 140s. Yeah. All right, so they say relative to carbs, I would say saturated fat is beneficial. It's pretty clear from this data, according to Dr. Menti. White meat, such as chicken and turkey, also carry similar benefits. So they show that dairy products and meat are beneficial for heart health. Of course, they also recommend you have to eat fruits and vegetables. 8 daily portions of fruits and vegetables and half portions of nuts and beets. Yeah, I'm not really good with those. Okay, so fruits and vegetables, meat. What does all this mean? What it means, and this is something I've said on air, and nobody ever quotes me. I don't understand why I'm not quoted at all. What did I tell you guys? For years, I said, look at what the cavemen ate. Cavemen ate meat. They ate meat. That our bodies are designed for that. What do babies eat? Well, they drink milk. Milk and meat have been around since the dawn of time. And to all of us that would say, oh, cut the dairy, cut the meat, you're like, I know, cut the cheese. Yeah, I never really agreed with that. Now, in caveman days, you didn't get to sit there and have a corned beef sandwich for breakfast, a Five Guys double cheeseburger for lunch, and a steak for dinner. In caveman days, you would eat red meat, but maybe a couple times a week. So our bodies are designed to eat meat. We're carnivores. I know we're herbivores, but some of us are herbivegan-vores, and that's okay. It's okay. We make fun of them a lot, but we really do need them, because then there's more meat for us, okay? Just be nice to your fellow vegan. I was listening to a morning show, Mercedes and JC, I was listening to a morning show today where they were talking about how I turned it on halfway. That was interesting, where somebody was vegan, and at work, I guess it was her birthday, so they made a cake. You know how when it's your birthday, everybody sings happy birthday to you, and you're like, please don't. But then they give you a cake, so you're like, well, as long as I get to eat the cake, fine, but just don't spit while you sing the happy birthday, you know, until you give me my cake. Well, she's vegan, so she couldn't eat the cake. This is why I can never be vegan. Okay, I can maybe understand avoiding meat, but really, chocolate cake, really? Well, because there's egg in there. So anyway, so the vegan didn't know what to do when you got the cake, because you know, how do you not be rude? And so I guess people were saying, well, you could pretend and save it for later, or you can mash it up, looks like you had eaten it, or you can, my problem is they're going to keep making you cakes, and, you know, why lie? So I would just say, oh, you know, thank you, I'm vegan, and this is really, really cool, and if you guys don't mind, my kids aren't, can I take a couple pieces home? And it smells good, so I could, you know, see what the other side is like. I would have at least told people that I was vegan. Now, the funny thing is whenever you tell somebody you're vegan, if you notice, the people around you will frown. Like, as a reflex, they go, oh. You know, when somebody is your vegan, like they feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to accidentally splash animal product on you, accidentally. I do. I keep a healthy radius from a vegan. Not because I'm discriminated against a vegan or I don't like the vegan, is I am so afraid that I have animal product on me. I had an egg McMuffin the other day, and there were pieces of egg and cheese on my shirt. And I think a vegan can't be anywhere near animal product. Oh, my gosh, when I was lactating, I really didn't know what to do. I was like, man, you know how you'd leak through your shirt? Oh, that was horrible. I'm like, don't hug me if you're vegan. So that's a problem. So anyway, so a little bit of meat is okay, a little bit of dairy. I personally can't mix the two in the same meal. I got to separate it by meals. And you got to eat your fruits and vegetables and your nuts and your legumes and your beans. All right, when we come back, hundreds of human, pet, homeopathic drugs recalled. We'll tell you guys what's happening there. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So hundreds of Dr. King's water-based homeopathic drugs for children, adults, and pets may be unsafe to use because of high levels of microbial contamination. That's according to the FDA. So due to the risk of infection, consumers with these products made by King Bio Inc. of Asheville, North Carolina, should throw them away, according to the agency. Now, the products covered by this recall include Dr. King's Children's Cough Relief, Dr. King's Chicken Pox Symptom Relief, Dr. King's Children Ear Relief Formula, Dr. King's Children's Appetite Enhancer, Dr. King's Attention and Learning Enhancement for Kids, Dr. King's Sore Throat Treatment, Dr. King's Wart Freeze, and pet products for urinary incontinence and digestion relief. So, this does not have to do with homeopathic drugs being bad for you. This has to do with a microbial contamination. and high-level microbial contamination, according to WebMD and other sources. So I know I've been asked, you know, what's wrong with homeopathic drugs. There's nothing wrong with homeopathic drugs. I'm actually a fan of homeopathy. I think homeopathy can be pretty damn cool. I really like the homeopathy done by homeopaths. There was a doctor in town named Fuller Royal, and he did a very good job. Patients loved him. And basically, how homeopathy works is you take something you're adverse to, you dilute it down to the most minute amount, and your body can pick up on minute amounts, minutiae. And you learn to desensitize your body. It's like, you know, hair of the dog. You kind of treat evil with evil. And your body ends up overcoming. And it's a very similar premise we use with allergy shots or a vaccine. Take a piece of a vaccine, get your body's immune system primed, and then you can fight it next time you see it. Not that vaccines are homeopathic, but that premise is used, you know, ubiquitously in these sort of both medical and homeopathic realms fields. I told you guys my experience with the homeopathic remedy. It was the very first time I was having morning sickness, and my MD family practice friend, who also got a degree in homeopathy, said, go get Epicac from Trader Joe's, the homeopathic Epicac tablets. I like, what are you talking about? Epicac makes you vomit. Why would I do that? He said, trust me, it's homeopathic. So it's diluted down. So I took some Epicac homeopathic tablets, and damn, that was it. I mean, it stopped the morning sickness forever. I didn't even get it with my second pregnancy. Now, some people can say, wait, Dr. Dolly, really? Okay, maybe these homeopathic tablets actually have anti-nausea medicine. So you took it, so it stopped the nausea. I go, but that doesn't explain why I didn't get it the next day and the next day and the next day. I only had to take one tablet. That was it. Forever. So, I'm a believer. I mean, I think homeopathic remedies out there are amazing. Now, the only thing is I trusted Trader Joe's brand. I don't know about all these other brands. This Dr. King's brand could be good. It could be good. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they got this microbial contamination. Obviously, there's something wrong with the factory or the manufacturing plant. That's not good. Something happened in packaging. I am not sure. Maybe some, you know, but microbial contamination means something got in there and something caused infection. Not cool. But, some homeopathic drugs have had to be removed because there were other substances in it that could affect children. But a true homeopathic remedy is a diluted down form of whatever you are, whatever is your kryptonite. And so the dilution solution shouldn't, don't mean to rhyme, sorry, but the dilution solution should not really have chemicals, it could be diluted water, alcohol. It's not really supposed to have, you know, other chemicals. Unfortunately, a lot of these homeopathic tablets and things start having food colorings and other sorts of things in there, and that could be a concern for those that are purists. But it's fascinating. But yeah, as an MD who's a board certified MD in family medicine, I'm not opposed to homeopathy at all. I think it's pretty damn cool. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we're being told that Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico didn't just kill 65 people, or whatever they originally said. It actually killed almost 3,000. This is the second deadliest U.S. storm in over a century. Authorities have raised the death toll from last year's storm to 2,975 on Tuesday. That surpasses both Hurricane Katrina, which was responsible for 1,800 deaths, and the 1928 Okeechobee hurricane in Florida, which killed 2,500 people. They say the count in Puerto Rico could change as the government continues to investigate deaths from the storm. That's according to Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello. Until the recent update, Puerto Rico's government said only 64 people died as a result of the storm. Now, the deadliest recorded hurricane in U.S. history was the Galveston hurricane in 1900. That apparently killed at least 8,000 people within hours. That happened on September 8th, 1900. The hurricane hit the Texas port city by surprise, had such a massive impact that it brought a new focus on the study of hurricane prediction. They say all three of the deadliest hurricanes were Category 4 storms when they made landfall. So now you have news organizations and some members of Congress going, whoa, 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 whoa. How were we told it was only 64? And then all of a sudden we find it's almost 3,000? Well, CNN reporters, apparently according to CNN, surveyed about half the funeral homes across the island, found that funeral home directors identified 499 deaths they considered to be hurricane-related. In December, the New York Times estimated 1,000 excess deaths occurred after Maria. Now, this could also include infection. It could include post-hurricane heart attack. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean drowning. So, obviously, there's a concern on how sluggishly we got the numbers. That's a problem. That's a big problem. So, we need to be aware of this because, number one is that took out a huge population of Puerto Rico. Number two is it reminds us that here we are in the year 2018 and we still have the potential to have thousands of people die from one hurricane. Now, we are not out of the woods yet. We are in August, coming into September. So hurricane season is still in its prime. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a California mom who was bitten by a kissing bug. And she's now warning others, we got to be careful. Lynn Calfer Hudson was bitten by a triatomy, also known as kissing bug. She couldn't feel it. It wasn't until she got a large itchy lump on her neck the next day that she realized that some pest had sucked her blood. She was staying with family at a camper on a ranch in Grass Valley, California. This was back in November 2016 while she was waiting to move into her home in Penn Valley. At first, she thought it was a spider or a mosquito. And then the bite mark continued to throb and itch. She said it was super itchy. And then she found out that she was bitten by a deadly bug. So she's a big blood donor. So when she did her routine blood, apparently she got a letter saying they can't use her blood because Red Cross and United Blood Services screens for Chagas disease. And apparently she was infected with the rare parasite Trypanosoma cruzi, which was transmitted by that bug. So, that barely 8 million have been infected between Central South America and Mexico. And it's hit about 100,000 Americans in the U.S. Don't go away, we'll break back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.